I think I swallow loud.
I think I just started recording when you said that.
Oh, so people probably heard. Like, let's see. Well, but,
yeah, I think that. Let's try it again.
Could you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right.
That was good. That was really good. See, God dang it. One of these.
That would have been perfect if the intro hit right there.
The button wasn't turned on. I hit play, but it didn't happen.
You want me to swallow
again?
Ladies
and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix.
Let's
you are
go.
Now entering
the MegaCast.
Well, we'll call this one Ted Swallows Loud.
Ted Swallows Loud.
Mixy, you know what I'm doing tonight?
What are you doing? Are you going to the Kraken game?
I am.
Are you really?
I am.
What?
Yes, sir.
Who are you going with?
Our buddy Jared.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's up, Jared?
Usually he hits me up like during the show, and I always have something going on. Mm-hmm. So he hit me up last week. I was like, I'm in. I got the Geo jersey you gave me in my bag.
Nice.
Ready to rock.
Dude, that's awesome. You get to watch them play against a really good team.
I was going to say, Tampa Bay's really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool.
All right. So I know I'm the sports guy on our show.
Yes.
But you're the hockey guy.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Is it bad? Like, today, this is how my head works. Today I'm in the gym, getting a pump on.
Mm.
I was doing a squat. Halfway through a squat, I was like, oh, there's a fight. Like, can you hope for fights?
Yes.
Does that make you a bad hockey fan?
No. I mean, I don't know what the hell. Maybe this new age hockey fan doesn't want all these fights, but I'm old school. Hell yeah, you want to see a fight.
Yeah. Maybe Gio finally gets that Gordie Howe hat trick.
That would be pretty sick. And then you throw the jersey on the ice.
Oh.
I don't know.
What's it? An assist, a goal, and a fight?
Crap. I think it's a goal, a fight. Oh, man. Is it a goal, fight, and a penalty minute? In a penalty?
All right.
Oh, man. That's going to bother me if I don't check. So,
I mean, I'm in the club level. They're good seats. In theory, I think I could hit the ice with the jersey. But then people be like, why are you throwing a jersey? I'm like, because you got to go to a hat trick.
So it's a goal. You were right. A goal, assist, and a fight.
Ooh.
It's possible.
Yeah, well, anything is possible, Steve.
Yeah, anything is truly possible, especially with the Seattle Kraken. You might see a mascot unveiled tonight.
There's still no mascot?
Not yet. And
Jesus.
They got it. I don't think they're doing it on a weeknight. I think they might. Maybe.
There's like, what is there? There's like two or three Saturday games left, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple Fridays. I know for sure there's a Saturday game because the day after the roast of Steve Miggs, which is April 15th, go to KXW.com, get tickets. Like, there's only like 100 tickets left. So if you're thinking about going, you might want to get cracking on that.
Ha, oh.
Didn't mean it. But I'm going to the game against the Devils the next night. And that would be a perfect night for them to unveil a mascot.
Who are you? And you're cheering for the Kraken?
Yes.
All right.
I'm on the fence. I was going to wear my New Jersey Devils hat. You know, like, I don't know if you remember they have those jerseys that just say Jersey and everyone made fun of them.
Yeah.
So for a charity for their like youth foundation, they made hats that are Devils colors, but it just says hat, like how it says Jersey. So I have it, and it has a little New Jersey Devils logo on the back. And I got that for Christmas for my wife. And I was like, oh, I'll wear the hat with my Kraken like hoodie or jersey or something. That way I'm showing some love for the Devils on a smaller level. Still, most of my love goes to the Kraken. But I just recently got a really cool Kraken hat that I want to wear. So I'm probably just going to go full Kraken.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird when they play each other.
Yeah, right? I'll be rooting for the Kraken.
Right, they played the Caps a couple weeks ago, and I was like, it is weird seeing them play each other.
It's weird not rooting for the team I grew up watching.
Yeah. Like, I don't watch hockey all the time, but I keep an eye on the Capitals,
sure,
to see what's going on. I saw Ovi moving up the ladder.
Oh, man, I want to see him go as far as possible with that. I love Ovi.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a stud. But yeah, it's definitely weird. Like, right, like with Washington, with the Commanders.
Yeah.
Like, I was a Commanders fan when I moved here, and then I kind of stopped watching NFL, then got back into Seahawks, and was like, you know what? And I'd already kind of denounced Washington's football team before I started cheering for the Seahawks.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Dan Snyder sucks.
Well, now we're all switching, right? Now we're all becoming Broncos fans because isn't the rumor that Bobby Wagner's going to get signed by them?
That would not shock me.
No, I heard that Russ is putting a massive like push for Bobby to come to Denver. How weird would that be to see both captains on the defense and the offense side of the Seattle Seahawks, the leaders, now Denver Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, Bobby still hurts.
Yeah.
The whole thing is still weird.
Especially with that, when he came out and said that nobody told him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good look for the Seahawks. Do not look good right now.
How do you not tell this guy? How does Pete? It doesn't sound. I mean, look, I don't know Pete, but I just get the vibe that he's not. He's a player's coach. Like, how could you do them? That's doing somebody pretty dirty.
I think there's a thin line, though, between player's coach and a favorites coach.
Okay.
So I think Pete's one of those people, like, when you're his guy, you're the guy.
Right.
But when he's done with you, it's over.
Oh, but that's such a douche move. And I don't think Bobby's lying. Like,
no.
Why would he say that? Right.
Right, because the day it happened, like, somebody was just like, I talked to him. He said he's too emotional to say anything.
And that's probably why.
I can't wait for that 30 for 30.
It's going to be the greatest one ever.
I mean, I think there's a lot of, like, stuff that went on that. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Right? Like, we know about it in our business. You could see it in sports. Like, they were still winning, so a lot of that got covered up. But then when people leave, they start saying stuff. And yep. It's like, yep, that's what happens.
And if they could just, like, give them a truth serum, all of them. Russell especially. Like, I don't want stock Russell Wilson answers. Like, I don't think we'll ever get that. I don't think we'll ever get the true side of Russell Wilson. Like, he's always going to be protected. I think even when he retires, he's never going to be somebody that's anything different than what he is.
Yeah.
But everyone else, I feel like, is going to have no problem being very honest.
Yeah. And I mean, again, he scored that touchdown. Who knows?
It's like that. What was that? Remember that old movie, Mr. Destiny? Was that with John Belushi? Jim Belushi.
All right.
It's like a dumb movie where it's like, what if I would have hit the home run?
Oh, my God. Yeah, like when he's a kid or something, right?
Yes.
I do know that movie, right? He like goes into the bar and somebody makes him a drink and he like now he's with the hot wife.
Yeah.
And then he kind of ends up hating it.
Yes.
Steve, if you reference old crappy movies, I'm in.
That's all I know.
Right, but people are like, have you seen the new Spider-Man? Like, I don't know.
No. What, the guy from Twilight's now a superhero? I'm never going to see that.
Yeah, he's Batman? Batman?
He's the Batman. It better not be the Batman.
No.
We don't need that kind of bull crap.
Speaking of these, you ever hear from Greg Wilson anymore?
Recently, just via Twitter, I think. He messaged me about something like it was like something I think with my kid.
All right.
It was like very adult, which was weird. The Greg Wilson is a comic and he's out of his mind funny. But he's out of his mind.
All right. Because I still follow him and I see some stuff. He seems a little less crazy.
Yes.
I'm guessing maybe he cut out some of the extracurriculars.
Yeah, I got to imagine that maybe like some of the sugar of the booger variety is no longer going on.
That's what last time I saw him, I was like, all right, he's still him. He's still crazy. But I don't think he's all coked out.
I have so many, like, I could write like a short essay on that guy in the stories. The few times I've been with him have been so memorable. First time I ever met him at a radio convention. They hired him to be the lunchtime entertainment. I don't think anyone knew what kind of comedy he did. They just probably heard, you're a comic. You're in town. We'll pay you money to speak in front of all these radio people, including fuddy-duddy radio execs. And this guy's filthy and very raunchy and just wrong. 30 seconds into his set, he figures out which table is full of like the old stuffy people. And he just
berates them.
Leans into them, like directs all this raunchiness to them. With a few of them got up. And that's what endeared us to him.
Nice.
And then he comes to town. I mean, we're going to see him at the Sunset Tavern. He just finishes his set and then goes into the back room where I'm waiting for him. And then all of a sudden I see him being escorted out, kicking and screaming by security. And I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? He's like, I tried to do coke in the manager's office and he kicked me out. I was like, what? He's like, well, he kicked me out. Then I went and did coke in the bathroom with these girls, and they didn't like the fact that I did that. I'm like, well, you got kicked out of the show that you're headlining. Then we head off
to... Which is unbelievable.
It takes a lot.
Yes.
So then I take him down. He's
and
like,
also, well, like, look, we don't do coke, but like,
no.
How hard... Like, it seems like it's... From what I could tell, you could do it pretty incognito.
Yeah, I don't think there's an incognito mode for Greg Wilson.
That's a good point. He doesn't power down.
Because then we go to Elysian to meet up with, like, this is back when Jolene worked at The Rock. And we're meeting up with a bunch of people from the staff, and it's her birthday. And I'm like, he's like, where are we going? I'm like, well, I want to go say hi to Jolene. It's her birthday. We can go somewhere else. In my head, I'm like, I got to get him home. I to a hotel. He's done. Like, he's just out of it. So I'm like, let's just go there. The hotel's close to where we were going. I was like, pop in. And he just starts being... 0 to 100 again, to the point where Jolene's like, you got to get your friend out of here. My friends that are in the Hell's Angels are ready to kill him. And I'm like, I don't think that's like a euphemism. I think that's I need to get him out of here because they're going to literally kill him. So I was like, Greg, we got to go. What do we mean? And at this point, he's like, he's trying to explain what happened to his penis because of coke, and he's comparing it to a rubber balloon and to a girl, and I'm like, ay, 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 I'm like guilt by association.
Oh, yeah, he's your guy.
Right, and he's not, but he is. Like, I love the dude, but not in this moment.
Eventually, I mean, I remember that story. I don't know why I wasn't there. Or maybe I showed up late. I just remember you telling me later. That's like the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
I think you got there later and you're like, where are you at? And I'm like, long story.
It's also, that is amazing to get kicked out of a venue when you're the, now granted, it's not the biggest venue, but you're the headliner.
He was.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you can get away with murder when you're the headliner.
Yeah.
Apparently you can't get away with doing coke, especially when the club says don't do coke.
Right. And then you go and do it.
Right, like you try in the manager's office. The manager's like, no, that's not my style. Appreciate you take that elsewhere. I don't think he meant take it to then his bathroom where then someone catches you trying to do it with a couple of girls.
Yeah, I will say, I have some friends that work in like the nightclub industry, and my one buddy, he ran into the same thing. Like something happened, so they got like some bigger time DJs in town. It's the same thing, like these guys just broke it out on his desk, and he's like, yo, no, no.
No.
Like, no, like you're not doing that here. Right? They're like, well, this is how we prepare for our set. It's like, well, I don't care.
Right.
This is my office. There's cameras. And like, no.
Right. This isn't the 80s.
Right.
Like, this is a whole new... Like,
you're not Motley Crue.
That is so true. I know you like to think you are, but you're playing in front of 45 people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, Greg, you're not Dave Chappelle. You got a couple hundred people and a small club in Ballard. This isn't the Climate Pledge Arena.
I told you years ago, there's a dude I knew, and we were working in radio together, and he used to work at a college, and they had Chappelle on before Chappelle shows. So this is years ago. And I was like, how was he? He goes, he's actually really quiet. Like, he goes, all he asked for was a pack of Newports, and it was like old tapes of like Sanford and Son or just something kind of ridiculous. And they were like, you're not supposed to smoke, but he sat in the back room, chain smoked cigarettes, watched these tapes, like went up, crushed it.
That's
like,
amazing.
Did a whole hour.
That's amazing.
And I was like, booze? He was like, I don't even remember if he was drinking. He's like, he just wanted cigarettes and to watch old comedies.
Do you remember also the Greg Wilson ended up at one of our, when we used to do the Rock Girl Gala. And we would have like,
you know. The one at Tacoma Dome.
Yes.
I remember exactly. I want to say we had Candlebox on that bill. I just remember walking backstage and like, I don't know who it was. Somebody from our station. It might have been BJ. And like secure, and they're just like, Greg, you got to get out of here. Like, just stop. You got to get out of here.
And I remember,
and especially no offense, but BJ is not the guy to like, to get people to like stop or to leave.
Right, right, right. He'll have someone else do it for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not his DNA.
I mean, and I remember Hair Club's like, oh, we'll have Greg perform. We'll have Greg there. That'll be awesome. You know, because Greg's very charming. And I'm like, Hair Club, like, just a warning. When Greg ramps it up, there ain't no ramping down. So are you sure? Like, you know, him on the air, he's a bundle of energy, but he's super fun. But it's 9 a.m. He hasn't gone full crazy yet. Like, him at 9 p.m. around a bunch of really attractive, scantily clad women, it's a whole different story. And I remember we're up there, and he's, like, on stage, like, filming all their butts. And we're like, Greg, knock it off, knock it off. And then afterwards, Hair Club's, you got to get rid of him. I'm like, I told you. Like,
because he didn't perform.
I warned you. Yes.
Because like,
he was just there to hang out.
Wasn't Candlebox there?
I think you might be right. I can't remember.
But we were interviewing some band. I think it was them. And like, you and him walked by, and we were like, hey, Greg. And he just like jumped on. And we're live on the air, but he's already in the mode.
He didn't care.
Right? Because now we're talking 4:30, 5 p.m.
He's a hurricane.
He doesn't have to work that night.
Yeah.
Like, right. He's going for it.
Right. Oh, man. One day we have to get him on the MegaCast. And just see if he remembers any of these stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, with that said, when you caught him in between ramping up, he was a super nice guy.
Oh, he's a super nice guy even when he was fully ramped up. Like,
yeah, he was just kind of hard to contain.
He was never dark. Like, that was the thing. Like, you know, some people, you have friends that are like, oh, boy, this is now going to go weird. But then you have some friends that are like, yeah, he's got a substance abuse problem, but he's never really a jerk about it. He was that guy. He just was too much. And you might, you know, granted, we're not very attractive hot girls that aren't, we don't have to deal with the weirdness maybe that he's doing with them. I don't know. But I don't think he ever like crossed the line. Like, no girl ever said that they were just like, he's just a lot.
Yeah.
I think he was like, I mean, he was very respectfully trying to have sex with them all.
Yeah.
Consensually. So give him credit for that.
Oh. Starring B-Tech Smith.
All right.
We're probably just going to do a full cast with no. I mean, you probably just heard a commercial, if depending on how this thing works, but we won't stop and take a commercial break.
Yeah. Listen to people. When they tell you who they are, listen to them. Play it simple.
When you tell Greg Wilson to stop hitting on the rock girls, he should listen.
Right. And listen, here's the other thing, too. If you and I know I probably repeat some of these, but if you're talking to somebody, like, if you don't care, then just let it go. I had an interaction in the last couple of weeks. So I was just like, right, not somebody I'm a fan of. But it would do no good to sit there and be like, well, actually, I'd like to bring up this point and that point.
Oh, okay, that's
what
you mean.
All right, right.
Yeah.
But also, when people tell you who they are, listen. You know, like, you can't be disappointed or shocked or sad. It's like, well, they've been saying this the whole time.
I'm going to screw you over. Well.
Well, but their actions speak. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you know what I mean? It's like, look, you're dating a girl. She keeps cheating on you, but you keep going back to her. Like,
right.
After a while, like, I'm going to lose sympathy for you. Like, you know what you're doing there.
Exactly.
I know this time's going to be different. Well, it's probably not.
Right. You made your bed.
Yeah.
Enjoy laying in it with another man's sweat on her.
Oh, God, that sounds gross.
That was a little weird.
What is this body hair?
Is this Charles again?
That rock girl gala.
Those were some of the most fun times.
Awesome.
My favorite, single Steve truly enjoyed consoling the girls that did not make it as a rock girl.
I know. And that year.
Because sometimes things led to like some fun nights.
You and BJ were like announcing the winners, and I was handing out the roses. And I remember this one girl was like, if you give me a rose, I'll sleep with you. And I was like, oh.
You should have just went rogue.
I should have.
You should have went rogue.
I should have went rogue. What was the big deal? She was going to find out the next day? Or was I going to get in trouble? Like, I should have. Like, you could tell it still bugs me to this day.
I didn't know this story.
Oh, my God.
So a girl legit just goes, give me that rose and I'll bang you?
Yes.
Oh, I would have totally given the rose.
I know, Steve.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel good.
And I would have walked right up to, like, Hair Club and whoever else, or Brian, whoever's in charge of the gala, and be like, you guys are going to have to worry about this tomorrow. And they would have been like, we have to talk to you tomorrow as well. I'm like, that's fine.
See, people can't see the look on my face. Steve can.
Oh, I know.
Like, as soon as we started telling the story in the back of my head, I'm like, eh, damn, I screwed that one up.
Yeah, I guess, like, at that point, you can't go up to her afterwards and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and like,
I take it she
didn't
get a rose.
I had interactions with her before, so it wasn't like I didn't know her, but it's just like, oh, that was the shot.
What if she was going to get a rose?
I
mean, you could have spun it then, been like, yep, you weren't getting a rose until I gave you it.
Steve, could have used you, like,
Do I know her?
2000, no.
Okay,
what was that, 2008?
Yeah.
Right, so is that 15 years?
It's a long time ago.
Like, I could have used you then, Steve.
Well, I was there. I didn't know you had this problem.
Oh, you're being all big time.
Yeah, announcing winners. I would have said her name.
You probably would have.
I would have been like, it was a Steve Harvey moment where I accidentally said the Philippines or whatever it was that one time where he screwed things up with the pageant. I'd be like, oh, my bad. I'll fix it. Just give me how long you need, Ted.
Well, the Rock Girl Galas were great, too, because, like, they have friends.
Yes.
Like, those nights were some of the best nights.
They were parties all night long.
I mean, I remember one on a Friday, and then me and my buddy... I want to say Jolene. Like, we ended up hanging out late, and then me and my buddy had to get on a train the next day to go to Portland. And I remember we show up to the train looking like garbage. Like, I don't know. I think we barely slept. And then, like, we slept on the train. I mean, it was just go. But I remember he was like, dude, this event's awesome. I was like, I know.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be as insane now because all of us have gotten older and we're a lot less crazy.
Correct.
But... that came at the perfect time in all of our lives.
Right, and the station's taken off. Our show's, right, like, it was good timing.
We're all, like, you know, most of us at the time were either, yeah, we're single.
I was in my 20s.
Yeah, I was, like, in my, probably my early 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the days. I remember one girl got so mad. I'll never forget. This is still my favorite memory. And I still friends with her on some social media accounts. Whenever I see her picture pop up, I instantly remember this moment. She was so mad that she didn't get picked as a rock girl. And I remember I was walking back, and I'm like, this is my favorite part of the night, where the fireworks go off, because some of these girls get legit pissed off.
And oh, yeah.
They're yelling, they're storming off, and I don't know why, but I just enjoy chaos when I'm not to blame, and yeah. I have nothing to do with the chaos. I could just sit back and enjoy the show. And this girl was so mad, she took one of her, like, implants. Like, they weren't surgically implanted in her.
Like,
obviously,
she didn't,
like, rip her boob and then pull it out. But it was like, yeah, like, it was like an implant, like a silicone, like, kind of thing.
Yeah, like in the bra.
In the bra.
Yeah.
She pulled it out and just chucked it across the dressing room, and it nailed the door, and everybody just stopped. And everyone's like, that's the girl none of us are effing with.
Oof.
Oh, it was amazing. And I thought she was a shoo-in to win. But then I was like, oh, she probably didn't do very well on the personality quiz. Because if she's capable of that, I imagine that the warning signs were there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was the best times.
They were.
Oh, sports.
Yeah.
Super quick. Super quick. Super fast. I know you got to go.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sports. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
They made a mistake last week.
What happened?
They were advertising St. Patty's Day with two T's. Public service announcement, it's D's.
Oh.
When you put St. Patty's with two T's, that means Patricia.
You know, that's a common mistake, though.
It is.
I probably would have done Paddy's with two T's as well.
Right, because the actual like Gaelic
Patrick.
Name is like, right, but it's got a D in it.
Yeah.
Patrick or something.
Patrick, I think. I always do Paddy's with two T's as well.
Steve, we're better than this, all right?
We are.
All right, Paddy's. D's. Think of a dude. He's got a D.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Damn it, you're going to have to bleep that, aren't you? Sorry, dude.
Think of a dude. He's got a wiener.
So two D's.
Two D's. Two
All right.
D's.
My bad. My bad.
What dude do you know has two D's?
I don't know. All right. Let's see. Sports. NCAA tournament coming up this week.
Go Zags.
They got to win.
That's all I know.
They got to win.
I hope,
this year.
Man. Otherwise, they're the Buffalo Bills of college basketball.
Yeah, and it's like, look, I try to defend them. They go out and play teams. I really thought they were going to win last year. They didn't. Like, Gonzaga, like, you got
to
win it.
Right, because they went down to the finals.
Right, and then they got, right, and then Baylor beat them.
And they got crushed.
Right, and that's the thing. Right now, you'd say the best team easily is Gonzaga. But there's going to be some team, some third or fourth seed that gets that catches fire, and it's going to be tough to deal with in the tournament.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, for Gonzaga, right? And trust me, dude, we've been over there when they've lost in the Final Four or whatever, and Spokane gets sad.
Yeah, that sucks, because Spokane's fun.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? This Sunday, F1's back.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty exciting. I think that race
starts... Who are we rooting for?
I'm still sticking with Daniel Ricciardo. That's
okay.
My driver, drives for McLaren. Lando Norris had a better year last year, but I'm expecting big things out of Daniel this year.
What number is he?
Three.
Okay, oh, good number.
Yeah.
No, a certain quarterback. I think Drew Lock. Rocks number three.
Other than that, I mean, look, NFL free agency. We already talked about the Russell stuff.
Yeah, I know what the Seahawks picked up a guy from the Bears that's pretty good at cornerback, which makes.
All right.
I guess that makes sense because they have a Bears coaching staff member on defense, so I'd imagine that's a guy that they like. They re-signed a couple good players.
Sounders had two nice wins last week.
Yep. Kraken won.
Kraken got a W. I'm going tonight.
They better win tonight.
So far, they're undefeated when I'm in person.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we beat Edmonton back in.
That was such a great game
December.
That I missed. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah, thanks, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, who do you think is going to be, and we'll go after this, who do you think is going to be the quarterback for the Seahawks next season?
I am not sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Drew Lock or Geno is good for a whole year.
I don't think they're going to be the starter.
I don't know if he's worth a number nine pick, but I like, if you have that first round pick at nine, take
Malik Willis
out of Liberty.
That wouldn't be a bad one.
You're going to have to work with him.
Yep.
He's pretty raw. He has a huge upside. But, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if we're riding or dying with Pete, then let's have a solid defense. They need a running back, too. But, like, I would feel better with a rookie like him than trying to depend on Drew Lock or Geno Smith.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, is there someone in the NFL, like, you know, the rumor now about Baker Mayfield? I don't know if by the time we do this, he's already been traded. or what? Is that a guy?
Personally, I love Baker.
See, I would be excited about Baker.
I think that'd be cool to see Baker Mayfield.
Even if it's a one season Band-Aid until next season's draft where there's better quarterbacks supposedly available. But I'm also not opposed to this Malik kid. I mean, I don't know if some people are like, that's a wasted first-round pick. I don't know. Maybe they could work some magic where they get more than one first-round pick and they could get him. I don't know. Crazier things have happened. But, dude,
I'm just glad if we're all
about the running game, let this young guy grow.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. My main thing is I just didn't want Deshaun Watson. So I feel like we were going to trade picks, and then basically you're getting the same running, throwing quarterback that Russell couldn't play in the offense, so you're going to put him in? Like, that one didn't make sense to me.
It's like a younger version, and also a guy that's going to ask for a lot of money, which I thought also part of the benefit is having a quarterback that's, like, low budget.
Now, unfortunately, the Seahawks don't draft very well, but part of the reason, supposedly, Russell had a riff with the team was they went and visit Josh Allen when he was in college, and they went and visited. They were ready to trade picks away from Mahomes.
Yeah.
So that gives me a little hope that Pete and John know how to find a young quarterback.
That's true. Yep. And maybe it's also that Corral kid. Some people think that maybe they could grab Matt Corral in the second round, and maybe he's a guy.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no – and crazier things have happened, but it's going to be interesting. That's for sure. I'm just like you. I am so glad Deshaun Watson is not going to be a Seattle Seahawks player.
That just seemed like, right, that to me, I'm just like, why? Why would you trade away the picks you just got?
Yeah, and rumor has it he might be even commanding like 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No,
thank you. And then with all the allegations, granted, like, I mean, yeah, I know that they threw some stuff out, but that doesn't mean he's innocent, and there's a lot of credible people saying some awful stuff about him. I'd have a hard time rooting for the Seahawks when that's the face of your organization.
Yeah, the Seahawks, look, it doesn't look good right now, but Seahawks fans, dig in.
I'm pumped for next season.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, let's have some fun. Tailgate's going to be lit. No, like, all right, we missed kickoff. Like, so what? We got like 6 wins.
I think it was the great Socrates that said, win or lose, we always
booze.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing.
Wait, we'll be like the Cougs, a drink at school with a football problem.
Hey, I'm in. No longer, we're going to treat it like it's a beer league. It's a beer league.
You'll be fine.
All right, Ted. Anything going on this weekend?
No.
Good. Rest.
I'll be at the game tonight, though. Go Kraken.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be watching, so go Kraken. I'll look for you.
Yeah, I'll be the guy in the knockoff Geo jersey that his buddy got him.
Bro, I got to be honest with you. When you wear the knockoff jersey and you're next to someone with the real jersey,
you notice it.
You notice really quick it's a knockoff jersey.
Oh, I think the dudes I'm going with all have real. I mean, look, they have club seats. I assume they're all geared out for real.
Yeah. Let's just say I went wearing my knockoff jersey with Danny the last time we went.
Yeah.
And I went to the team shop and bought myself a hoodie because I just felt weird.
Are you serious?
That's just me because I'm a hockey snob.
All right.
I don't know. Let me know how you feel.
I mean, I won't care.
I don't think you will.
I can't buy a hoodie. I got to buy 3 $17 goddamn beers.
That's a good. Well, hey, man, you going people with club seats?
Yeah.
They should be paying. They should be blessed to have you presence in the club section with you.
Right. Somebody calls me out for wearing a knockoff jersey. I'm like, shut up.
Take it and smack him in the face with it.
Right? Just wearing a cutoff underneath.
It's like, yo, he's going to get traded anyway. You think I want to drop serious coin on this guy's jersey? All right, follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast. I know you got to go work.
So. Yeah, man, I got to go do that.
So. Deuces. I don't know why I said deuces.
Deuces.
But deuces.
All right, see you, man.
Peace. Good luck swallowing.
Oh, damn it.